Morning. How you doing, everybody? Nick DiGilio here. How you doing? Overnight Dude on 720 WGN from 2 to 5 a.m. 312-981-7200 is our phone number and text number, 312-981-7200. You can follow us on Twitter at Nick D Show. But the best way to stay connected is on our Facebook page. Like us on Facebook. And it's facebook.com/Nick D Show. Facebook.com/Nick D Show. All right. I'm about to welcome to the show one of my favorite guests. We have her on regularly whenever there's a fun holiday or an event in which people will celebrate and have parties and do things and decorate their house. We always love to have Stacey Nelson on. She's an award-winning designer, contributor to the Today Show. She's the author of 10 On-Set Secrets. She's worked on movies and TV shows and many, many other things. And she is here to provide party tips for St. Patrick's Day, which is only, it's this week. It's only a few days away. And Easter, which is fast approaching. It's early this year, actually. So she has a great website called TrashLassies.com. And she's here to help us out on how you can actually very cheaply have great parties for both St. Patrick's Day and Easter. And we welcome Stacey to the show. Hey, Stacey, how you doing?
Wonderful. How are you?
Good. Always pleasure to hear from you, Stacey. It's always, you have such great energy. You just, like, as soon as I'm done with the interview with you, I feel happy for the rest of the morning.
I love it. That's fantastic. Fortunately, my topic everybody enjoys.
It is. You know, it's always fun, and you have such great tips, and, you're so smart about it. And, a lot of people want to have a party, and they don't want to, break the bank for it. And you do such a great job helping us out with that stuff.
My pleasure.
Before we get to first we're going to do St. Patrick's Day because it's just moments away.
Absolutely, it is.
And but first, give everybody your background again and what you've worked on, and then tell your story about that. And then please close it with that great story about how you got the name Trash Lassie.
Of course. Well, I am known as an art director here in Hollywood. I started out as a set decorator. I still go back and forth depending on the project. My husband is a production designer. And
by the way, can I just mention, Stacey, before you do, I want to interrupt you. Were you as excited as I was that so many tech awards went to Mad Max this year?
Yes, I was thrilled. I was absolutely thrilled. I loved the movie. I thought it was just really cutting edge, and I was just so happy to see that they awarded it. I wasn't sure. You never know with the Academy the way they're going to go, and I was just so impressed with their choices this year. I really was.
I knew I had to bring that up, Stacey, because it was my favorite movie last year, and no movie looked more original or looked cooler, and I was thrilled it won all those awards.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And, I really have to give them credit because they really paid attention. Sometimes they don't. They just go with their gut, with what they think they should vote on.
Yeah.
This year, I don't think any film deserved it more than Mad Max.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Okay. It's a requirement now for me every 15 minutes to mention Mad Max at some point during my show. So I've got that out of the way. Back to your story, Stacey.
I started out as a set dresser, and my husband, a production designer, and we work in the industry. We do a lot of television, a lot of film. And the very first program I ever worked on that was a TV show, I did a lot of live events. I worked at Knott's Berry Farm, working my way through college, doing live events. And it was at a time where a producer came in to do a lot of the live events, and we were doing what's called live to tape, lots of award shows and TV specials. So I kind of got it under my skin at a very early age. One of the first shows I did was a Christmas special at Universal Studios. Very last minute, very low budget. We actually got a call about 48 hours in advance, said it was just dirt cheap, bring our personal holiday decorations, anything we could get from thrift stores, show up at the upper level of Universal. And we did. We started bringing in the boxes. I just literally begged, borrowed, and stole everything I could find from neighbors, from my mother-in-law. Dropped all my boxes in the middle of the set, went back to get more, came back, and all my decor was gone. Mm. And I asked the production manager, what happened to all of my, my decorations? And he said, what decorations? I felt those boxes were trash. I had everybody throw them in the dumpster back at Universal. We dug them out of the trash, decorated the scenes for the next 3 days, and he looked around and he said, you know what? I can't believe you did this with what I thought was trash. You're just a decorating trash lassie, aren't you?
Yeah.
I don't know what it means. It's stuck. I've been known on set as the decorating trash lassie ever since.
Right. So. And your website is trashlassies.com. Okay.
Yes, it is.
St. Patrick's Day. A lot of people love to have a party and have fun and celebrate on St. Patrick's Day. And it's just a few days away. So what do you think?
Well, I tell you, the one thing I'm always telling people is don't buy something that you're going to use just once, unless it's very inexpensive. For St. Patrick's Day, it's fantastic. So much green is naturally available. What you need to do is set your table, set your buffet, just decorate your home with what you have in neutral colors, yellows, tans, whatever you have on hand, and then just augment with inexpensive items. You know, little leprechaun hats, turn them upside down and use them as planters. You can even print out some four-leaf clovers from the internet and then just place them around the table. But if you're going to buy anything in green, and I love green. Green is my favorite color. It is the biggest money-saving color you can buy throughout the year.
Oh, wow.
And let me tell you, but do not buy typical shades. When you buy green and you think of St. Patrick's Day, you think of emerald green. When you think of Christmas, you think of something like ivy green or hunter. Don't buy those shades. Go with more trendy shades like lime, chartreuse, spring bud. They're a little more vivid, and it's fine. Then you just augment for St. Patrick's Day with a little bit of the darker green, but you buy these things in solid colors of green. You can use them all through spring and summer. It also works for Christmas. Add a little bit of hunter green to it. Add your beautiful reds. It will be gorgeous. It is the one color that can carry you through the entire year. Mm. But don't go with the traditional dark green shades. Use the more trendy colors. It'll be beautiful.
Yeah.
And then for St. Patrick's Day, use that green food. A big bowl of green apples. I love that. And, you know, grapes. Anything in green. But my favorite is cabbage. I hate it. I don't eat it, but I love to decorate with it. You take some cabbage, you just kind of cut the bottom so it sits flat on the table, and then you just hollow out the middle, like about an inch. You use it for flowers. It looks fantastic. Or you just use the big leafy cabbage and lettuce, put it in a vase in the middle of your table. It looks beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And don't cook the cabbage.
No, I don't cook it. I do not like the smell of cabbage. I can't stand it.
It also takes the green out of it when you cook it.
It does. It just turns into a white slimy mess.
Right. Now, what about speaking of food? What about what are the best ways? You know, because people make the corned beef and cabbage, and sometimes you know people color their beer green. What are some of the ways that you can celebrate with food and drink?
Well, you know, especially if you have kids, corned beef and cabbage may not be the best choice, but there's lots of green food choices. Tortillas now come in a beautiful shade of green. I love those. You just put some turkey in there and some cheese, make great roll-ups. You can get green tortilla chips for dip. And macaroni and cheese, all you need, make it as you usually do, put in a little bit of green food coloring. That works for applesauce. It works for so many foods. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you want to kick up the beer, turn it green. But you can also do green things like mint chip ice cream, green Jell-O, key lime pie. My favorite, though, it's not a green dessert for St. Patrick's Day, but they're beer brownies. Beer brownies. All you need to make are brownies, and you substitute the water for any kind of beer. It gives it a flavor of beer, and they're fantastic.
Okay. All right. Now, we here in the city have a tradition where we actually color our river green.
I love that.
I should say a deeper shade of green, because it's pretty green throughout the year. But they dump in a bunch of coloring, and it turns a bright emerald green for St. Patrick's Day. So it's very, you know, Chicago, very big St. Patrick's parade.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But so
I love that.
Yeah. Now, what about are there like sort of games that you can play for kids and stuff?
You know what I love to do with the kids? If you have kids, what you do is tell them they're going to get a little visit from the leprechauns. Mm-hmm. And before they get up in the morning, you go around and you put a little green food coloring in all the toilets. You mess up their room. You pull some of the clothes from the drawers and from the closet. If they have a favorite item, you hide it, just like an Easter egg hunt. You make them go search for it. And then you take that box of Lucky Charms and you sprinkle it across the coffee table, the tables. I love messing up the house for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, that's a great idea. That's really, I really like the touch about the green food coloring in the toilet. That's
pretty special.
That's pretty special. Now,
you can put it in their breakfast milk. Put it in the milk. When they pour it out in the morning, it'll be green.
It'll be green, and they won't know. It's the leprechaun did it.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Now, what about making a pot of gold? Is that something that you can have at a party? Or
absolutely. And it's so easy to do. You don't have to spend a lot of money to do it. You've got things right on hand, I'm sure of it. If you have a witch's kettle in your Halloween supplies, pull it out. It's a black kettle. It works perfect. Even a small jewelry box or a kid's little toy box, something very small, put it in the middle of the table, and then you get inexpensive trinkets like the necklaces from Mardi Gras, any little toys. Kind of fill it with that, and then you sprinkle around that chocolate coin candy wrapped in silver. It looks fantastic, very inexpensive to do, and you're using most of the items you have already.
Okay. And now, are you planning on throwing a St. Patrick's Day party?
I am, actually. I'm having a little block party for the people. And, you know, I love doing things like this because I, of course, have so much stuff in my garage and warehouse.
I bet.
I can do it very easily.
I bet. Now, you mentioned block party. Does that change how you prepare for something? Like if someone is maybe, in charge of a block party or supposed to run it, how does that make a difference?
Well, basically what I do is I set up a lot of tables along the driveway and then just kind of decorate all the tables. Everybody brings a potluck, and then I kind of go through the house and decorate it in the style of St. Patrick's Day. I love it when people want to contribute, if they want to help decorate, if they want to bring items themselves. I always love that. It just makes it more important when you get everybody involved. It just, everybody feels like they're participating, and you never know what people are going to come up with.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Great. Okay, Stacy, hang on, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, we got St. Patrick's Day taken care of, and we got to tackle Easter, which is only, a couple of weeks after that. Okay, hold on a second. That's Stacy Nelson. She's great, man. She's an art director, a set designer, set decorator, and she's just phenomenal. She's won many awards. You can check out her book, 10 On-Set Secrets, and TrashLassies.com is her website, but we have a link on our Facebook page at Facebook.com/NickDShow. All right, she gave you some great ideas for St. Patrick's Day, and now from some very economical and fun ideas for Easter, we'll follow these. This break on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on your overnight radio on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NickDShow. Stacy Nelson is my guest. She's an award-winning designer. She's contributed to the Today Show. She's worked on movies and TV shows and has great, incredible tips on very, very economical ways to decorate and celebrate holidays and throw parties. And, we just talked about St. Patrick's Day, and Easter is right around the corner as well. So we welcome Stacy back to the show. Welcome back, Stacy.
Nice to be back.
Yeah. Now, we've talked about, in the past, we've talked about your love, which is, of course, I'm with you on this, your love for Halloween and how much fun you have during that time period. Easter is also a very colorful holiday with many different ways to celebrate and many different themes that you can have. What are some of your favorites and for decorating and stuff for
Well,
Easter?
The best thing about Easter is the fact that nothing has to be perfect. It doesn't have to match. I love pastel colors because they all blend so beautifully together. And my one big pet peeve for Easter are Easter baskets, and I tell you why. Parents spend so much money on Easter baskets, and they're festive, they're beautiful, but I've always got an eye on repurposing and reusing. And once you have an Easter basket, you're not going to be able to use it for anything else. Mm. So use other things in place of them. Use sand pails. Kids are going to get use out of that all summer long. Just fill it with the grass and the candy like you would an Easter basket. Little garden pots that you can use in the yard. Colorful plastic bins that can be used for their toys. Anything that you can reuse is what I use in place of Easter baskets. Mm. And, if you want to really make something creative, make an Easter basket. Do it with candy boxes. You just get big boxes of candy, Junior Mints, anything of that nature, and then you hot glue them at the edges to make a square.
Oh, okay.
Cut off cardboard that you're going to glue to the bottom. You have this giant box that's nothing but candy, and then you just fill it with grass, put more candy on top of it. They will eat out of it the entire spring.
That's a great idea. That's a really great idea.
Eat it up.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Now, you're always talking about reusing things and renewing things, and people should save everything and reuse it for every holiday. You can always redo that. What are some of the things that people can reuse for Easter?
Well, you know, it's really odd, but a tin can, a basic silver tin can, tomato cans, whatever they are, mm-hmm. if you get 10, like not 8 or 10, 10 cans,
yeah.
take off the labels, clean them up, you put them right down the middle of your dinner table, wrap one little thing of ribbon around it, tie it in a bow, put in some flowers, it looks absolutely stunning.
Wow.
It is amazing what you can do. The same with glass bottles. You know, any kind of little glass bottles, whether they're clear, whether they're colorful, great for Easter. You make little clusters out of them, put in some flowers, or I love to put them outside and hang them from trees. It looks beautiful.
Okay. Now, what about...
Inexpensive.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Inexpensive things you're going to be having around the house anyway.
Okay, great. Now, let's talk about this. I love this idea, bringing the outside inside now, because it's such a
yep.
you know, obviously Easter is at a time where it's very celebratory and it's spring is in the air, and you want to spend some time outside. Sometimes though, like in a city like Chicago, Easter is sometimes not the nicest, you know.
Exactly.
It's in March this year, so in Chicago in March is not the warmest.
That's right. So, it works a little better when it's in April.
Exactly.
Like,
yes. Yes. So exactly. So what about bringing the outside in?
Well, the way I do that is if you're going to replant your yard for springtime, and even though, you know, it may not be the best time of year, you can keep those plants inside for the next 4 to 6 weeks. Go ahead and buy some of those potting plants that you're going to use outside. Use them on your table. If you're going to replant grass and you're buying some sod, even some just small squares of it, I love using this on an Easter table. You can put big chunks of it under plates. It looks great. You can put a little box in the middle of your table, fill it with sod, and then add a few flowers on top. It's very cool. And the other thing to use, you know, pet stores now sell pet grass. They come in little squares, little chunks. They're for dogs and for cats
mm-hmm.
because pets like chewing on certain types of grass. And this grass that they sell at the pet store is very healthy for them. You buy 5 or 6 of those, line up in the middle of your table. It looks very festive, very earthy, very cool. And then your pets have a treat at the end of the dinner.
That's nice. Yeah, that's a great idea.
The other thing are big leaf, giant leaves. Any large branches that have fallen off of trees, put it in the middle of the table. I love that. Big palm leaves, anything like that. Use the greenery. Anything that you can find in nature, bring it in and use it, always.
Okay.
It's delicious.
Now, what about the Easter egg hunt itself? I'm sure that that's something that you've had fun with over
it
the years.
It is. I love the basic Easter egg hunt. And I tell you, what I like doing is sending kids not just on an Easter egg hunt, but also like on a little scavenger hunt.
Mm-hmm.
You give them little clues along the way. That helps them find the eggs, but it also kind of sharpens their reasoning skills. Also, you just leave a little, if they're for the really little kids, you can leave a little trail of candy to the Easter egg. That way, it's not so hard for them to find. You know, and of course, if you want to use regular Easter eggs, that's great. But also, those plastic eggs are wonderful. You don't have to just use the eggs. You take the plastic eggs. And then within those, you put little toys or little trinkets or, you know, a nickel, just something so that it's different and it kind of mixes in with the regular Easter egg.
Well, Stacey, always a pleasure talking with you. Yeah, and the book, you have a book, it's called The 10 Onset Secrets, your website is trashlassies.com. And we'll talk to you again soon, okay, Stacey?
You bet.
Have a great St. Patrick's Day. Have a great St. Patrick's Day, and happy Halloween. See, I'm already thinking
we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Yeah.
I love it.
happy Easter, okay, Stacey?
You too, buddy.
Take care. That's Stacey Nelson. She's awesome. Very just full of energy and just really cool with a lot of really great tips for having a lot of fun for not spending a lot of money. All right, we'll take a quick break. It's Nick DiGilio, 720 WGN.